News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Investigators have recovered the black boxes from the passenger plane whose mid-air collision with a military helicopter over Washington's Potomac River killed 67 people. And David Smith is Washington Bureau Chief with The Guardian, and he joins us this morning. David, obviously a tragedy, no lives saved in this mid-air collision. What have we learned since the crash took place yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, at least 27 bodies have now been recovered from the Potomac River. As you say, no survivors. That was confirmed. We do have the cockpit voice recorder and flight data recorder from these aircraft. They're now being studied in laboratories for evaluation. It's been said there'll probably be a preliminary report into the incident within 30 days. The other main thing we've learned is the identities of at least some of those who were killed, and they include 14 ice skaters and coaches, including two 16-year-olds. So that particular sporting community is in grief, and there were also two Chinese citizens on the plane.
Okay. There is a suggestion, and there have been reports, that perhaps air traffic control at Reagan Airport were understaffed at the time. Preliminary reports suggesting that one air traffic controller was in charge of monitoring both the plane and the helicopter. Do we have any further update on that?
There's some conflicting reports about that. Certainly, the New York Times and others wrote about the staffing levels being not normal for that time of day and volume of traffic, and this idea that there was just one air traffic controller dealing with both arriving and departing planes, where you would normally expect two. But there have been other reports, sources saying, in fact, the staffing was at the normal level. Certainly, I think it points to a wider issue that there's been concern for some time over understaffing and underfunding of these resources. You hear some experts suggesting they did fear it was only a matter of time before a tragedy of this like this happened, because the system was stretched very thin.
Donald Trump has obviously politicized the issue, suggesting that it was the Democrats' policies around diversity that are responsible for this.
Yes, I was at the White House press briefing delivered by Donald Trump. It was pretty extraordinary, even by Trump standards. When you think of past American presidents, at moments like this, they often step up as the consoler in chief. People like Ronald Reagan and Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. And Trump seemed to begin that way, holding a moment's silence, but then he quickly pivoted into really launching these political attacks on his predecessors, and in particular targeting diversity, equity and inclusion programs, which has become a regular punch bag for him. There was all this talk of how air traffic controllers require superior intelligence and you've got to be the best and the brightest, and his predecessors' policies hadn't produced those. It was pretty bizarre at a moment when
and obviously no evidence whatsoever that what he is suggesting is true either. I think that's fair
correct.
To say. Yeah.
Yes. Zero evidence. He was throwing out opinions at a moment when people were calling for facts, and he got fierce criticism for it. So Pete Buttigieg, the former transportation secretary, describe this outburst as despicable, and there's been other blowback as well.
And maybe lastly, David, there's been a lot of talk about what the helicopter might or might not have been able to see at the time of the crash, including from the father of the pilot of the actual commercial plane, the 28-year-old pilot. His father is a helicopter pilot himself in the military, and said that with night vision goggles along that stretch of the Potomac with the lights, etc., visibility for the helicopter pilots would have been extremely poor. Does this just look like a tragic accident where that helicopter was in the wrong place at the wrong time?
It appears to be. I mean, Pete Hegseth, the new defense secretary, said the crew involved was fairly experienced. This was an annual proficiency training flight. And he said they did have night vision goggles. Trump noted they were just at the wrong altitude Yeah, it's still all a bit of a mystery as to how and why this could have happened. Often these accidents, it's not just one human error. It's often a series of errors that just all come together at the wrong moment. And that may be the case here. We'll have to wait for the findings of this investigation.
Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning, David. That's David Smith there, Washington Bureau Chief with The Guardian.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.